Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance, an important subject for you to understand as we need to get delivered from all of the effects of demonic spirits that could have influence in our life. Mark 16:17, the Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons." You know, when I saw that scripture, I realized that I, as a believer, am responsible to cast out demonic spirits. Well, I cast them out in order to be set free from their effect within. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. That's what we need to come out of all captivity. We've seen the fact that Satan's our enemy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember that Satan is not omnipresent. He works through demon spirits that are evil spirits without physical bodies who are looking for an opportunity to get into an individual. What is the open door? The open door is sin. Now remember, these demons are personalities. They have will and mobility and knowledge, ability to speak. There's different levels of wickedness for them. And they come in through sin. Sin is the open door. The number one negative influence of how they come in is from our inheritance line, because of the iniquities of the fathers that are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Now, we've talked about who deliverance is for. It's not for those people that are unbelievers, that are of the world, because they have no covenant with God. It was not meet for the children's bread to be given unto them. Furthermore, they will not walk in line with the Word of God. If you cast out spirits out of an unbeliever, they will not walk in the ways of the Word, and then the spirits could come back in with seven more wicked than himself. The state of the man will be worse than the first. Who's deliverance for? It's for Christians. For Christians need to cast the spirits out of the soul and body in order to be set free in their mind, will, emotions, and physical body. And I'll tell you, this is an important area for you to understand. You know, life is spiritual. Satan's a spirit. God's a spirit. Angels are spirits. We are a spirit. And demons are spirits. You know, Satan is the enemy who comes against us, but people never realize the fact of how is he coming against us. Remember, he's not omnipresent. There's only one of him. Yet there's millions and millions of Christians. How is Satan coming against us directly? Directly, it is through the demonic spirits that serve him that are coming to try to bring destruction in our life. Demonic spirits are in the soul or body. Every human being is made up of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. When you got born again, you got a brand new spirit. Your spirit is changed. Demons are not in your spirit, but they're in the soul or the body, and they have to be cast out. Now, we've talked about why we should pursue deliverance, to obey the Great Commission, to see God's rule and reign be manifested, to spoil the works of Satan, that we be set free from captivity, to occupy the promises of God is by eliminating all the enemies from our life, to deal with the root problems of our life, to purify ourselves, and to break the curses and inherited generational curses in our life, and also to see ourselves be set free in our soul, and to have peace of mind, and to see physical healing come to pass. Now, we've talked about how demons enter. They enter from so many different ways, from inheritance, at conception, in the womb, through childhood, through different things that could have occurred in our life where the enemy was able to work. And it's important that we realize that sin is the open door. Now, we also talked about the New Testament scriptures about how Jesus regularly cast out the demonic spirits. In all the synagogues of Galilee, he cast out the demonic spirits. He did it daily. If you look at the ministry of Jesus, he would go and preach the gospel daily. He would minister deliverance, and he would heal the sick to set the captives free. And this is exactly what we're supposed to do. You know, even that one woman, remember, she had a spirit of infirmity that caused her back to be bowed over. What was the problem? There was a spiritual cause. A spirit of infirmity was what was behind that physical problem. Same thing with the men who were blind or dumb. They had spirits that were in them. The man who had that epilepsy, that was spirits. If you have these problems, you've got to realize that life is spiritual and the problems are spiritually rooted. You know, sometimes it's hard for people just to understand the fact that they can have demonic spirits in them, but it's very simple. Life is spiritual and these spirits are doing the damage and causing the destruction that Satan brings in a person's life. It is simply spiritual activity in our life that needs to be eliminated. And how do we do it? By casting out these spirits. It's important to learn that we've got to cast them out and the attitudes that we need to have in casting them out. And we're going to talk about attitudes and talk about our authority to cast out demonic spirits today. First of all, we need to know that Jesus is the deliverer and he is one who will perform his word. The Bible says he hastens his word to perform it. He is the deliverer. He's came to set us free, praise God. And he was the one who will deliver us out of all of the bondages of the enemy. A second thing you need to know is that Satan was defeated legally, and therefore you can defeat him. Remember that when Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, "All authority in heaven and earth is given unto me," in Matthew 28. He got the authority back from the devil. He took back the keys of hell and of death. And now he delegated that authority to us through the name of Jesus. Now, Satan's been legally defeated, but remember, that doesn't mean that all the enemies are defeated in our life. Just like Jesus took the infirmities and sickness and disease on the cross, bore it away, but that doesn't mean we can't be sick. We have authority over sickness, but we've got to use the weapons of warfare in order to overcome sickness and disease in our life. So you need to know that Satan is defeated legally because there's two aspects to seeing the promises of God come to pass in our life. One is realizing what Jesus did legally for us already nearly 2,000 years ago, and then two, what he is doing now through the Holy Spirit as we act upon the Word of God to bring forth the manifestation of that legal redemption that he's accomplished for us. Praise God. Well, he's been defeated, and we can defeat him. Why? The Bible says, Romans 8:37, he's made us more than conquerors through him that loved us. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, the Bible says, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have the means to get the victory. How's it come? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, the Bible says that he always causes us to triumph in Christ. You and I are in a position of authority over all of the works of the enemy, and we can have the victory. Now, a third thing you need to realize is that you have authority. You've got to know that you have authority over the enemy. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, the Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The word power is the Greek word exousia, from the authority of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The kingdom is the rule and the reign. You and I have been delivered from the authority of darkness in Christ, and now we are brought into the kingdom, the position of ruling and reigning in Jesus Christ. Now, how are we going to rule and reign? We're going to rule and reign as we take our authority over the enemy. And what is one of the things we're going to do? Mark 16:17 says, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they'll cast out demons." We're going to take authority and cast all the spirits that could be in us from the inheritance line or from anything in our life causing any kind of problems in the soul or in the body. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The first word power in Luke 10:19 is the word exousia again, meaning authority. And the second word power means ability. He says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the ability or the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." You need to know that you are in a position of authority. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You don't have to be afraid of demons. You don't have to be afraid of any of the works of the enemy. You have authority. In fact, 1 John 4:4, the Bible says, "You're of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." You've got to know you have authority over the enemy, praise God. And what are you going to do with your authority? You're going to release it. How do you release your authority? By doing what the Word says. What does the Word say? The Word says we are to command the spirits to come out, and as we do that, then the authority is released as we speak forth that Word with our faith. Remember, you have a spirit of faith. and what you do. This is the fourth thing. Your attitude and your action is that you're going to keep your faith applied continuously by casting out the spirits until they leave, praise God. We work our faith and release it. God wants the work of faith being accomplished in us, and it's because we work our faith. How do you do it? By simply speaking to them. And how do you cast out these spirits? You do it by speaking to the spirit by its function. This is the fifth thing you need to realize. The name of a spirit is really by its function. The blind spirit caused blindness. The deaf spirit caused deafness. A spirit of infirmity would be causing some kind of infirm condition, and so you call it a spirit of infirmity. Jesus loosed her from the spirit of infirmity. The name of the spirit is primarily by its function. And so you're going to speak to it according to that function, and you're going to cast it out. The more specific, certainly, that you are, the better. An unclean spirit is simply a general term for demonic spirits because they are all unclean. But you're going to speak to them specifically by function. If you have spirits that are causing an arthritic condition in you, and I've found that in people that I've worked with, and I've worked with dozens and dozens and dozens over the years, and that's not an exaggeration, that's reality. We've helped many, many, many be set free from arthritis. They're simply spirits of arthritis that have to be cast out. And when you cast them out of the joints or the areas where they are, in the muscles or areas and from accidents or injuries in the neck or back or wherever they might be, and as you cast them out of those joints, the person is set free, praise God. Jesus did the works of God continuously by casting out the spirits and ministering healing. Well, things haven't changed a bit. Jesus is still doing the same works today as we act on the Word. So you speak to the Spirit by its function. The sixth thing is you need to realize that there can be quite a network of spirits there, and that's why you need to keep casting out until you drive everything out. A seventh thing is you need to aggressively attack these spirits and command them. The Bible says, 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. We are going to come against them and command them with all authority to drive them out. An eighth thing is learning to listen to the Holy Spirit for revelation. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you these spirits, what type of spirits they are. You can know them by detection of a problem in a person's life and or by revelation of the Holy Spirit. We also need to be persistent, committed to it, be courageous, and know that we're going to drive the enemies out. As you cast out the spirits, you're throwing them out, and God will set you free. It does take time, but as we do the Word of God, we will be delivered, and we will be liberated from captivity. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.